This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmihi wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratihi. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآت ذا القربى حقه صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Islam has come to set all our relationships correct. Our relationships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our relationship with human beings. And there is a special emphasis upon the correct relationship with human beings, because that forms the core principles for harmony and love in our families and in our communities. And Islam has also specified that there are certain relationships that are more important than others. Like, for example, we all know the famous hadith that a person came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, who should I show the most kindness to?" And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Your mother." Then again he asked, and again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Your mother." And again he asked, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Your mother." And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Your father," and thereafter the relationship that come thereafter. It shows that there is a degree in our relationship. And now, today I want to emphasize upon family ties. To speak about rishtidaro ke hukuk ke bare mein. To speak about the rights of our relatives. Now, although parents and children will also form part of our relatives, normally when we give talks about parents and children separately. So today when we are talking about our rights of relatives, we are talking about the rights of our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, and our aunts. These are the type of relationships that we are speaking about. What does Islam tell us about such family ties? It will amaze you with regard to it, the importance and the emphasis Islam has given. And this is also part of the fact that when our family ties are good, our house relationships are good, it impacts upon your dunya and your deen and the akhirah. It has a very great relationship. It has a very great impact upon social harmony, love, you know, beautiful relationship, your state of mind, and many other aspects. Islam ne hamare rishton ko jodne ke liye aaya. Allah ke saath rishta aur insano ke saath. اور اس میں سے یہ ہے کہ دین اور دنیا کے مفاد اور فائدہ اسی میں ہے. دین میں کیا بھی فائدہ, دنیا کا بھی فائدہ اور جنت میں بھی فائدہ. اور اس میں سے ایک جو ہے نا وہ رشتہ داروں کے حقوق ہے. اور یہاں پہ جو رشتہ داروں کے بارے میں ہم بیان کر رہے ہیں تو والدین اور بچوں کے جو حقوق ہیں وہ بھی رشتہ داروں کے حقوق میں آ جاتے ہیں. لیکن آج میں جو بیان کر رہا ہوں وہ بہن بھائی, خالہ, چچا وغیرہ کے جو حقوق اسلام میں جو بیان کیا ہے اس کے بارے میں ہم بیان کر رہے ہیں. سب سے پہلے, the most important thing, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had said in a حدیث that know your relationship. حضرت ابن عبداللہ ابن عباس سے بھی مروی ہے, عمر رضی اللہ عنہ سے بھی مروی ہے, احفظوا انسابکم تصلوا ارحامکم فإنه لا بعد بالرحم اذا قربت. سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful thing. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas said, know your family history. Know your family history. Now today when we tell our children, they laugh at us with regard to it. But they say that know your family history, because by knowing your family history, you will know your relatives. Huh? Today we say, like, you know, kis gaam se aaye, to bachche kehte bubble gum. They say, which gaam you come from? They say, bubble gum. But know your family history. Maybe that's a very far relationship, but know your family history. That you would know who your relatives are. It should not be because you don't know your family relatives, you distance someone who is close to you. Subhanallah. Abdullah ibn Abbas said,
It should not be because you don't know your family relationship. You distance someone who is supposed to be close to you. Aisa na ho. Apne bachcho ke rishtedaron ke hukuk aur rishtedaron ko aap unko samjhao. Aisa na ho ke wo kisi ko itna dur rakhe jo shariat ne hukum diya hai ke usko kareeb rakhe. That we are supposed to keep them close to us. One important part. Islam has not looked upon family ties as something that is good. It is something that is socially good. Islam has taught us that family ties come directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye rishtedaron ke huquq barah ras Allah ta'ala se aata hai. It comes directly from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنَا الرَّحْمَنُ وَأَنَا خَلَقْتُ الرَّحِيمُ. I am Rahman. The greatest attribute of Allah Ta'ala is Rahman. And I have created family ties, Rahim. And family ties comes from the womb of the mother. All family ties come from the womb of the mother. So Allah Ta'ala says, I am Rahman. I have created the womb. And I have created all the ties that come from the womb. And anyone who keeps that relationship, I will protect that person and I will keep him close to me. And anyone who breaks that relationship, he is breaking a relationship which Allah has created. And I will distance myself and I will bring my adab upon that person who breaks a relationship which I have created. Ye taluk Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se hai. Aur Allah Ta'ala farmata hai hadith qudsi mein, jo usko jore, jo rishtedaron ke huquq ko jore, main unko kareeb karunga. اور جو رشتہ داروں کو بعید کرے ان کے ساتھ اچھے تعلق نہ رکھے تو میں بھی ان کو بعید رکھوں گا میں بھی ان سے دور رہوں گا سبحان اللہ This is such a beautiful نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in a حدیث in صحیح مسلم الرحم معلقت بالعرش يقول مو وصلنی وصله اللہ ومن قطعنی قطعه اللہ رحم the womb of the mother the relationship which comes from the womb It attaches itself to the arsh of Allah. And it says, Allah, keep those people close who keep relationships put together. And oh Allah, break off with those people who break off family ties and relationships. This is such an important thing. The word used in the Quran and Hadith for such a relationship, the relationship of the family is known as silatul rahim. Today we make a joke about it. We say you can choose your friends, you can't choose your relatives. You are forced to accept them. We make a joke about it, but in reality, yes, we can't choose them. They are given to us by Allah. We are forced to deal with them. We are forced to be good with them. By Allah Ta'ala's commands. And this is something that we have to understand. Your friends, while it's an important thing, and inshallah, in a few weeks, if Allah Ta'ala keep us, I will speak about friendship also. But our relationship with our relatives plays a very important part in our worldly life and in our life of the year after. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed special importance upon it. The word used for it is silatul rahim. Silatul rahim means good relationship with our family members. Politeness, kindness, kind treatment, concern for them. Be good to them at the time of their difficulty, share their pain, share their joy. This is the meaning of salatu rahim. This is the meaning of being good with your relatives. Amazingly, I find it very amazing. Today, most of the time when we have family disputes, it's almost at the time of joy or the time of pain. Sabse zyada jhagda jo hota hai, wo shadiyon ke mauke par hota hai ya janaza wagaira ke mauke par hota hai. Jis mein Allah Ta'ala ne تاکید کی ہے کہ اس وقت جو ہے نا آپ صحیح تعلق رکھیں Can you imagine there is a beautiful occasion in the family, there is a wedding in the family and there is someone you know, who breaks the ties and he creates turmoil and he creates fitna and he creates fighting. حضرت مفتی تقی صاحب کے ایک واقعہ میں نے بہت مرتبہ سنایا تھا I made mention of this incident many a times that in his family there used to be someone who always used to create a stir in family gatherings. So he said on one occasion when he did it I wrote a letter to him. That letter was very harsh. So before I sent it to him, I went to show my father. I told my father, Mufti Shafi Sahab, this man, every time it is a family occasion, he creates a turmoil in the family. I wrote this letter to him. My father read the letter. He put it away. He said, my son, don't send this letter. Don't send this letter. So I said, why shouldn't I send the letter? He breaks family ties, he creates rumpus in the family. My father said, Inna husnul ahdi min al-iman. To keep relationship is part of iman. Rishto ko jorna ye iman ka taqaza. He said, oh my son, don't send this letter. You're going to break family ties. If you can't get along with a person, keep less. But don't break ties. Huh? I will make mention with regard to it. And there is many benefits in keeping family ties. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man ahabba ayyabsutu lahu fi rizqihi and fi atharihi fal yasir rahimah. Whoever wants barakah in his risk, whoever wants blessing in his life, let him keep good ta'alluq with his family members. Jo koi risk mein barakat chahe, apne umar mein barakat chahe, to unko chahiye ke rishtedaron ke saath sahi ta'alluq qaim rakhe. Whoever wants barakah in his risk and barakah in his family and in his life, let him keep good ta'alluq. I have seen it. Allahu Azim, I have seen it. People who give good ta'alluq with their family members, Allah Ta'ala gives them a lot of barakah in their risk. Allah Ta'ala gives them a lot of barakah and blessings in their life. You see them, they are prosperous because they keep ta'alluq with their family members. So this is the example with regard to the blessings with regard to it. Now, in a similar manner, Allah Ta'ala has given great amount of warnings for cutting off family ties. Kata rahmi ka par bahut zyada waeed aayi hai. Sometimes you'll be surprised with regard to the warnings about breaking family ties. It is so great that it is akin to us, our understanding of Allah's punishment with regard to major sins. For example, one of the things is, Allah Ta'ala has cursed the one who breaks off family ties. Hazrat Ja'far as-Sadiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great grandson of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, told his son one day, oh my son, don't keep relationship with someone who breaks family ties. Jo rishtadaron ke hukuk ko na chore, aap unke saath na baitho, unke majlis mein na jaya karo. Because Allah Ta'ala has cursed such a person. 3 times in the Quran, Allah has cursed a person. The person who breaks family ties, Allah has cursed him 3 times. And one of the times is, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّسِ Brother, I said, no. I will read namaz in the back. وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّسَلْ Allah Ta'ala says they break that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them to join. So this is something that we have to be kept. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La yadukhulul jannata qatta'atun. That the person who breaks family ties will not enter into Jannah. Huh? What do we do today's time? We don't fulfill the rights of our family members. We don't go and visit them. We don't even show any type of concern with regard to them. If they have any type of good times, we don't join those particular times. When they have any difficulty, we don't come to their assistance. And rather, sometimes instead of joining a family relationship, we break family relationship. And sometimes we create more fitna. And this is something that we have to be very aware of. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ma min dhanbin ahra an yu'ajjila Allah li sahibihi 'ala qubati fi ad-dunya ma'a ma yutakhiru lahu fi al-akhirah kal-baghi wa qati'ati ar-rahim aw kama qala." That there are 2 things that Allah Ta'ala hastens the punishment in this world, together with what he has kept in store for the year after. Do amal aise hain jo Allah Ta'ala yahan pe bhi azab dete hain aur aakhirat ke jo azab hai usse alag hai. One is zulm, one is oppression, being unjust to someone, and one is breaking family ties. Allah Ta'ala brings the azab here in this world. Humne bahut se logo ko dekha. They were so prosperous, they broke family ties. Allah Ta'ala took away their risk. Allah Ta'ala took away and brought azab here in this world. So this is something that we have to be very, very careful with regard to it. So much so that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu one day came to a gathering. And when he came to that gathering, he said, anyone in this gathering who has broken family ties, get out of the gathering. So the person said, why? Because he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala has made mention, Inna rahmata la tanzulu ala qawmin fihim qati'u rahim. Allah's Rahmat does not come upon a gathering where there are people who are breaking family ties. Now, I'm giving you this example. If in this gathering there are people who break family ties, then because of you, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat doesn't come upon the whole gathering. So Abu Huraira made mention about it. So one person went to his auntie. He was not speaking to his auntie. And he went to his paternal aunt. And he said, I came to ask you for maafi. She said, why all of a sudden you came? He said, Abu Huraira made mention of this hadith. Abu Huraira made mention of this hadith. That Allah Ta'ala's rahmat does not come upon a people in which there are people who break family ties. You spoil the whole gathering. Subhanallah. Can you imagine the harms of it? You see, everyone will talk about being good in family ties. Maybe other religious groups also might be talking that you must be good to your family members. Right? The rights of relatives. Maybe all people will talk about it generally. But the way Islam has laid emphasis upon it, no other religion, no other ism, no other teaching has given such beautiful type of relationship and such beautiful type of teachings. One of the things is that unlike what other people say, that if they do good to me, I will do good to them. Ehsan ke badla ehsan. Agar wo hamare saath achche rahe aur achche taluk kaim rakhe, hum bhi taluk kaim rakhenge. Ye Islam ka tarika nahi. Islam kehte hai, even if they break taluk, even if they are the people who are doing wrong, you still be right with them because they are your family. Chahe wo dushmani kare, fir bhi unke saath achche taluk rakho. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa al-waqil as-wasilu bil mukafi." ولكن الواصل إذا قطعت رحمه وصلتها. That the person does not fulfill the rights of relatives who believes that if they do good to me, I will be good to them. The person fulfills the rights of relatives that even if they break, you still maintain relationship. A person came to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I have relationship. I have relatives. Inna li qarabatan." أسلهم ويقطعون وأحسن وأحسن إليهم ويسيئون ويسيئون إلي. I do good to them, they do bad to me. I try to keep, they don't keep to me. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if what you are saying is true, you are putting ashes of the fire of Jahannam in their path. You are doing good, they are not doing good. You are maintaining, they are not maintaining. And this hadith is so beautiful, the end of this hadith. وَلَا يَزَالُ مَعَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ زَهِيرًا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا دُمْتُ عَلَيَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مَا دُمْتُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. If you continue like that, they're doing bad, you are doing good, they are breaking, you are maintaining, Allah will appoint a helper who will be with you till you maintain that relationship. Allah will appoint a helper who will be with you till you do that. Sometimes it could be that, you know, that type of relationship is a toxic one. So my advice with regard to it is keep less, but don't break off. Don't ever say, we're not going to speak. Don't ever make it difficult that you have to come to your family's house when he's a mayat. We don't keep taluk. Mayat ho to humne ja sakte kyunki ab itne saalon se hum baat nahi kar rahe. Ye kaun sa tarika hai? Ye kaun sa tarika hai Islam mein? You have such a relationship that you can't go and join your family in the times of happiness and times of sadness. This is something that we have to be very, very careful with regard to it. And then another beautiful thing that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made mention, wabda'u biman ta'ul. Start off from your close relatives in terms of giving charity. Start off by giving. Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu ta'anhu, when the ayat lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun was revealed, you will not come closer to Allah until you give what you love. So he had a beautiful orchard, Biriha. Recently I made a small clip when I was there in Masjid Nabawi, where that particular orchard was. You know, even that next to gate number 22, that was where the orchard was. It started off from there. So he came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala said I must give charity of what I love. Ya Allah, this one I love it most. Ya Allah, I give it in charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bakhil, Bakhil, Abu Talha, what a great act of reward you have done. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, start by giving your family members first charity. Wabda'u biman ta'ul. You start off your charity by giving charity to your close family members. So that's it. Another aspect which is so important is that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sometimes made mention of very specific type of relationship. Together with the parents, together. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Khalatu bi manzalatil um. Your khala is like your mother. Your maternal aunt is like your mother. Treat your khala like your mother. And Ammur Rajul, your uncle, jisko Urdu mein kehte hai taya, your uncle is like your father. Subhanallah, which religion teaches you such specifics? And just to show you, and lastly, let me conclude with this, the importance of family relationship. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the time when his daughter was accused of immorality, one of the persons who was accusing his daughter was Mista. Mista was the family member of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr used to give him charity. Abu Bakr used to help him. And then when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to know, he was the person whom I used to help, but he was accusing my daughter of immorality. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I will no more help him. میں آئندہ سے ان کا مدد نہیں کروں گا میرے بیٹے کے خلاف انہوں نے کاروائی کی. سو اللہ تعالیٰ ریویل دی ورس وَلَا يَعْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَن يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى. It does not behove a person of the stature of Abu Bakr to stop helping his relatives even after what they have done. After what they have done, it does not behove Abu Bakr to stop giving and helping his family members. Brothers, this is our family ties. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding its importance and fulfilling it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.